Okay, off you go.
So, hello everybody. So this time it's my task to give the DESI site report. This will cover news accumulated over the last year, as we didn't present anything in Berkeley last year. So my name is Andreas Haupt. I work for the IT group in Zeuthen. So first of all, let's have a look on the facilities at DESI, and first of all, EXFEL. EXFEL is progressing very well, so everything is on time. So the construction of superconducting parts finished in September last year, and the cooling of the facility started in December, and already in January, first electrons were injected into the accelerator. And by the way, DESI hosts the EXFEL Scientific Computing and Data Management Center, which provides quite a lot of resources in terms of cores in the HPC cluster and a few petabytes in the EXFEL cache instance. The Innovation Center DESI campus in Hamburg got its starting signal. That's a joint project by DESI, the University of Hamburg, and the City of Hamburg, and that should foster freshly established startup companies by providing space and technical equipment close to the DESI campus. A limited company was founded to run the center later on, and construction work will begin already this year. Another facility, two new research halls were inaugurated at the High Brilliance X-ray source Petra 3. That happened in September last year. And one fact that could be mentioned is that the halls were named after two famous scientists, Ada Yonat, an Israeli Nobel laureate, and Paul Ewald, who was a pioneer in structural analysis using X-rays. The plasma accelerator project Flash Forward accelerated its first electron bunches, and that laser will later on control the formation of the plasma at the during operation phase at Flash. So news from CTA. This time it's not a tape archive, but a Cherenkov telescope array. Zeuthen was selected as host of the Science Data Management Center, and this Science Data Management Center will additionally be the seat of the scientific director of CTA. And due to that, a new building will be erected close to our lakeside, so people who attended HAPIX last year might still know how it is looking like in Zeuthen. So, and that's an impression of the architect, how it might look like later on. And by the way, Bologna was selected as administrative headquarter for CTA. Some further news from the Zeuthen site. So Zeuthen celebrated its 25th year as DESI site. So it was 1991 already when the former Institute for High Energy Physics at the Academy of Science of the GDR became DESI, so yeah, quite a long time now. The Zeuthen site is strongly involved in the Cherenkov-Hess experiment in Namibia, so, and therefore new cameras were developed and produced by Zeuthen staff, and these were put into production last year, so, and the Cherenkov telescopes are now running with fresh electronics there. And then some bit sad news and also good news. Wolfgang Friebel, our colleague and long-time HAPIX board member, finally retired. But we attracted two new colleagues that started at the IT group in Zeuthen. So one is Tim Essigke as Wolfgang's successor and Fabian Krack as Waltraud Niebrach's successor. Waltraud is going to retire early next year. So both are here this time, so you can talk to them if you want. Yeah, let's have a look and how we dealt with, or how we are currently dealing with the CERN phase-out of the AFS phase-out at CERN. So as you already know, CERN is going to decommission its AFS cell, and therefore they did that no AFS day in February this year. And it looks like DESI is one of the largest off-site users of CERN AFS. And that's why we were quite serious about the potential impact on our resources. So as the users of the National Analysis Facility have access to AFS, and meanwhile also the grid worker nodes. And Eve started to implement a script in the beginning of this year, and that does basically checking check every 5 minutes for open files that access the CERN AFS cell. And yeah, and people caught get an email about their bad usage of CERN AFS. And yeah, it's a bit, I tried to explain it from here. So the upper plot shows on the vertical axis the amount of users who use CERN AFS at DAISY, so it's more than 100 users. And on the horizontal axis, you can see the days since the beginning of this year. So, and each blue dot represents an access by a user on a special day to CERN AFS. And as you can see in the beginning, in the lower left corner, quite a few power users quite intensively use CERN AFS and don't really react at all, at least some of them. And yeah, but if you put that data into another plot, that's the plot downstairs, and do some magic fitting, you might see a trend of a decreasing usage of CERN AFS. So okay, CERN AFS is used at DAISY, but to which destinations? So mainly that stuff that is also provided in CVMFS, but roughly 10% of the file of the accesses go to user and work directories at CERN. So there's one interesting case: the DAISY grid worker nodes in Hamburg provide access to AFS now, as the grid cluster and the cluster for the analysis facility shall be unified within the next time. And shortly after this AFS access had been enabled, the grid jobs of all LHC experiments showed activity in AFS. So, interesting thing is that uses mainly user and work directories, and the question arises how that ever worked before, because AFS access was enabled recently only. So Atlas has some interesting R path linked into its software. So many of these R paths point to CERN AFS, and in the order CERN AFS first and then CVMFS later. And they told us they won't fix older software, but hopefully newer software won't be linked with R paths into CERN AFS. LHCb changed a lot of things, but they are still not 100% AFS free either. So, and one recommendation from Atlas especially was to remove AFS access again from the worker nodes, but yeah, that's an interesting approach on how to deal with that problem. So, what about the future? So the hiding CERN AFS activities are quite okay, but on that special day, nobody really complained at DAISY, so therefore to be effective, it probably should last a bit longer, so maybe a week or so. And yeah, what are the alternatives? Tell users about CVMFS, of course, but maybe CERNBox access at DAISY might be an option. We don't really know. Yeah, so call for tenders. Our current server procurement frame contract is going to expire this year, and therefore we started a new call for tenders. This frame contract will cover HPC and batch worker nodes, general servers, storage building blocks that are actually general servers but with more direct attached disks or with an additional JBOD connected. A GPFS native rate systems, and finally NetApp storage. This contract will cover a period of 5 years in 5 lots. I just named them, and we plan to have at least 2 vendors per lot. We are currently in the selection phase, so cannot really say more about it. And Desi is also preparing another call for tenders, this time for mass storage equipment, and this will focus on disk and flash-based object storage along with classic tape storage. So that's not ready yet, but it will hopefully be launched in the third or fourth quarter this year. Yeah. Desi goes OpenStack, so we are currently running an OpenStack pilot. This is based on Newton on Ubuntu 16.04. It provides 160 cores and almost 1 terabyte of RAM, spread over 6 Nova compute nodes, and they use KVM as basic technology. 1 terabyte Ceph storage is connected. It's spread over 6 Ceph hosts and runs 36 OSDs in total. The Neutron network is provided by using the distributed virtual routing on Arista switches. Yeah, the DNS names of the OpenStack virtual machines are put into the central DESI DNS management system QIP via a REST API. All core services run on separated VMs, and these run still on Xen server hosts. And as mentioned, it's still in pilot operation mode, so yeah, maybe more next HAPIX in Tokyo. And then some miscellaneous things that didn't make it on a single slide. A new identity and access management system went into production, so that is used to keep track of the more than 30,000 people that are currently registered at DESI. And of course, we are still gearing forwards to delegated administration, but by maintaining a central lifecycle management, and yeah, that should help here. A new mail quarantine system went into production, and this should protect us from malware coming in via email. And especially ransomware is developing increasingly into a nasty problem currently in these days. A new web-based training infrastructure has been established, but that is mainly for security and safety instructions. And experiments put their questions and answers into that system. And yeah, that's mainly really just for security and safety instructions and not meant as a general e-learning platform. Some words about Windows 10. So Windows 10 is going to start its pilot phase, hopefully within the next weeks. The plan is to run most systems on CBB, so the current branch for business, but some rare systems will probably also run on LTSB, so the long-term servicing branch, and that will probably cover systems that run machine controls. There are still some investigations going on, mainly concerning privacy settings, the Microsoft App Store integration, and additional cloud storage and integration. Yeah, one thing that should also be mentioned is that DESI hosts lots of infrastructure for the whole Bell 2 collaboration. That focuses mainly on membership management services and collaboration services. Yeah, that's it mainly. One thing that should be mentioned, and Yves told me I should name it today, don't miss the HD Condor workshop at DESI this year. So it will begin, it will run in early June, and there's the link where you can register. Yeah, so that's it. Questions?